We start a new week on the morning show with some information for the city of Richland Center and surrounding areas. Mayor Karen Tepley is in for her monthly visit with us, and also she's brought along Jody Meaden, Director of Parks and Rec in the city of Richland Center. It's about that time to start talking about that. So good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having us on.
Nice to have you in. What a beautiful weekend we had in Richland
Center.
Yes,
gorgeous. Can we get about, you know, 5 or 7 of those in a row?
Well, yeah. Now, you as mayor, you should be able to get a little pull so we can have nice weather for the rodeo.
And I have to bring out that magic wand again, right?
And we have Thunder in the Hills coming up at the end of the month. So a lot of things this month in Richland Center, right?
It's summertime, right? It's great to have Jody here with us. I think, as you recall, during my campaign, I brought up that I would like to have people join us on this segment. You know, people who, you know, our firsthand knowledge of the things that are going on within the Parks and Rec. So that's why Jody is joining us today, and I'm sure she'll have all kinds of things to talk about.
Indeed. Well, probably the first and foremost question on everybody's mind, inquiring minds want to know, when is the Aquatic Center going to open, Jody?
Well, as some know, the splash pad is open, so 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can hit the timer button and have lots of fun. That opened on Friday, so we were really excited about it. We've got the new shade project that once those fences come down, you can enjoy the shade. And the pool, we've got lifeguards training all week. I just visited them this morning, and we are opening actually early. We normally open the Monday after, but since school got done earlier, we can open June 6th. So we're opening Saturday, June 6th. So get your pool passes. There's still time for pool passes. We've got whack packs, which are 10 passes for the price of 9. Go visit Jenna in the office, and she can get you set up. We also have Medicare supplement options. If you have Silver and Fit, Silver Sneakers, Prime, things like that. We have a new Renew Active with United Healthcare option. So check out to see if you can get a free pass at the pool. I did find out that actually one of those doesn't allow two locations. So if you're a Simons member, sometimes you can't be both.
Oh, so, I see. For your insurance.
Yes, for your insurance.
You can certainly go to both. But
you can go to both, but you might not get it for free.
But senior citizens and others use it a lot before it officially opens in the morning, right?
Yes, we have a 10 a.m. to noon. You can walk the lazy river. I have a lot of people that do that every day. They love it. Can't wait to get there. Even when it's the end of the season and it's everybody's freezing in their sweatshirts, they're like knocking on the door, can we get in? So it's, you know, it's great. There's a lot of participation in the lap pool as well. So that's 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, and then open swim, noon to 6. We also have pool party availabilities as far as that goes. So come visit us before the pool opens for all those pass needs or party needs. And then once the pool is open, everything is over there.
When you open up on the 6th of June, then are you open up pretty much every day, Jody?
We're open every day as long as it's not bad weather. So we're hoping for not a lot of rain this year. But yeah, Monday through Sunday, we're open. Saturday and Sunday, it's 12 to 6. So there are pool party availability, 10 to 12 in that slot. We get a lot of those, actually. So that we've kind of talked about doing the river walking before that, but right now we're doing pool parties then. So.
And then lifeguards, as you mentioned, you've given so many young people that first work opportunity over the years.
Yes, definitely. That's a big, big job for young kids, you know, 15-year-olds to have that responsibility. That's pretty huge. So it's a great way to kids, you know, for kids to get their feet wet.
Uh-huh. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're in there this morning and the bath water is like 84 degrees. So they're probably pretty happy.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
But other events, I mean, certainly lots of kids have helped out over the years, mm-hmm. young people to help out all of the park programs, right?
Oh, yeah. We've actually got a board up in this behind the front desk in the coat or in the lifeguard area with all, maybe not all, but lifeguards going back to before 2012 when I started at the Park and Rec. So we've got everybody's name kind of scribbled on the board. So that's kind of cool. We saved that from the old pool.
Very perfect. All right. So then as far as summer activities, all of the coach and pitch and all those things, are they starting soon?
Yep. All of our sanction groups have already started, like baseball, softball with RCYBS, and Rary's had their season. But we do have the youth rec programs that are, we've got 9 weeks of camps. And we also have some special events along with that. So June 6th, not only we open the pool, but you can, the morning of at North Park Pond, you can come to the fishing derby and do the Cops and Bobbers fishing derby. That is 8:30 to 10 a.m. And there's door prizes and awards for biggest fish, most fish caught, things like that. We've usually bring in 100 kids out there fishing, you know. So I was told to make sure to say pre-register, because it makes it a lot easier when you get there. You don't have to fill everything out. So pre-register and bring your own bait. So that was my orders to tell.
That's great. And what time does that start again on Saturday?
Registration is 8 to 8:30, and then fishing is 8:30 to 10, and then awards are 10 to 10:30. And then if it happens to rain and we have to cancel, Sunday will be the rain date.
So far, the forecast sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. So
hope that continues.
Yes, it was a great event last year. We've always done the fishing derby, but once we got the PD involved, it just seemed to have blossomed. So it helps to collaborate with other groups.
Oh, it is. And I think we've talked about that before. But for youngsters to see the police people in not such a scary situation, that's
exactly.
A great thing, too.
Yep. It's a great event. So, yeah, we can get still signed up for rec camps, and they start June 8th. We have some special events, a kids' night out. That's our really popular parents' night out / kids' night out, June 19th. And then comes Thunderfest June 27th. And I am adding a pickleball tournament. It's an open doubles. There's two brackets. There's intermediate and advanced. So the intermediate is basically beginner to, you know the rules. You play, you go have fun. And then there's an advanced if you want to get really serious. And there's going to be lots of prizes for that. The Richland County Campus Foundation sponsored us with a community grant for that new event. So there's going to be lots of good prizes and lots of fun had. There's also a grass volleyball tournament that's new this year. And then, as always, Cheryl's putting on our Euchre tournament. And that is a fundraising event. Half of the proceeds go to our Youth Rec Scholarship Program. So she does that twice a year. So that's a nice event for us.
That will be during Thunderfest.
That's all during Thunderfest, yes.
So the pickleball tournament will be in the community center gym then?
Or will, only if rain. Only if rain.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise outside, huh?
Outside at our park, yeah, at our courts, and hopefully we don't have to play inside. But Simons has allowed us to use their space as a backup event if we need to as well.
Okay. So. And then the volleyball tournament will be?
That will be out in the grass by the music, out by all the kids' games and things like that.
Oh, okay. Because you do have volleyball courts, but they do, but they're not in that location.
Nope, they're not in that location. We're also doing, it's a Cube demo. Linda Wallace, I think did she come and talk to you, or she's going to?
She's coming in this month, kind of introducing it. I kind of vaguely know what it is, but she's going to explain it a little bit more.
She is. So they're going to do a demo down by the volleyball courts there at 1 on Thunderfest that Saturday. So that'll be interesting if people are interested in that to come out and check it out. So
all free events, too.
All free events. I mean, the pickleball is $25 per person. But
oh, okay.
You get a T-shirt, you get a meal at Thunderfest afterwards, and lots of fun things. So
yeah, that's a good
maybe
deal.
Maybe some pickles if you win.
You never know.
Yeah.
Do you play pickleball?
I do.
Oh, do
actually,
you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'm okay at it.
Uh-huh.
Other times I'm like, maybe I'll go home.
Okay. I got to learn more about it so I can broadcast it, you know.
Oh, it's fun. You got to do it. You got to do it.
And so can people pre-register then again for the pickleball? Are there ways to do that then?
Yep. On our website, we have a link to our online registration, just like you do for all of our rec programs. And you can sign up right there, or you can sign up in the office.
Anything else you want to hit on as far as this summer is concerned and sign-ups?
Oh, goodness. Well, we've got July is our Park and Rec month, so we have some events scheduled for that. We've got, we did the Lazy River 50 last year, and we're kind of adding on to that a little H2WO challenge, where you're going to do some lap. It's about four rounds. You do some laps, then you go down the slide, and then you make a lap around the river. And you get deductions on your time if you run, so it's kind of a, you know, it'll be a fun event, hopefully.
Do you lay awake at night thinking of these names?
H2O, that's sitting, just, yeah, I, you that's know, good. AI helps sometimes if I'm not feeling that creative. But yeah, sometimes they come up with some fun things. But it should be fun. And then at the end of the season, we're going to do a luau and a dive-in movie. So you can come and sit in your inner tube and watch Moana 2. And the Rotary Club is sponsoring that. Or I'm sorry, Rotary Club sponsored the splash pad shade. Lions Club is sponsoring the movie. They're doing popcorn. And 4-H will be there. So it'll be a luau and end of the season shebang before the last weekend.
Yeah, so, perfect.
Okay.
What about camps? Because I know you have some of those for the kiddos, some things that are going on, some things to learn this summer.
Oh, yeah. We've got crafts. We've got sports. We've got STEM. We've got everything. We are partnering again with the Phoenix Center, Galaxy Skate, Okooch Mountain Humane Society, and Quail Run for their services. So it's really nice to partner with them. So lots of opportunity for whatever you're interested in, whether it's movie making. There is a movie making camp. So I remember when my girls did it, and I just found that YouTube link and watched it the other day.
Oh, man, that's some great stuff.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. So
awesome.
Lots of opportunities.
So hopefully people will do that. Do you still print a Park and Rec book, or is that kind of antiquated?
Okay, so we printed our last summer brochure. I mean, I'm hoping it's a good and bad thing. I know people like to get that packet, and you know, you always like to see if your kid made it in there, and they do too. But you can still see it online, and if that person wants to have that, we will always print out something, you know. And if it's something of a hardship not to be able to see it online, we can always print off the offerings for that person if they come into the office. So we're going to save money on those brochures and put it towards a POS system, a new registration system that will make everybody's life easier at the pool and us, hoping. So, but it'll all be online, and it'll all be available just as it is. We'll still make the brochure, so all those pictures will still be out there, but we're just going to go digital.
Well, it's so good to be talking about summer stuff, that's for sure.
Yes.
Karen, let's talk about some things in the city of Richland Center.
All right.
What's new? What's been happening?
What's new? Well, a few things. You know, we have city council tomorrow. So Jody brings all the fun. I have to bring all the business stuff. So, once again, as I mentioned while I was campaigning, that I thought it was a really good idea for constituents to hear directly from the people they voted for. So we are kind of switching things up a little bit. So we will have the mayor and alderpersons reports before the department heads. So the department heads can then fill in if they need to. But, you know, all of our council members serve on three or four committees along with council. So they will be doing the reporting on those. Let's see, also on our agenda is we have a new committee, and that committee is called General Government Committee. So that committee, we've always had, you know, issues with where do we put this, the odd things or the very important things like contract renewals, things that involve the entire city. So the General Government Committee will handle all that type of thing. Legal matters, governance of the council itself, and, you know, citywide policies and procedures. So that committee met last week. And so things like I say, different contracts. So simple things like the billboard that we have, the digital billboard on Highway 14, you know, that's under a contract, a yearly contract. So, you know, that's where that lands. Before we were like, well, administration just, you know, deals with it, and then it was brought to council. But this is a really good place for that to land. Then we will also have the Cobblestone Hotel pre-development agreement. We're going to be the general government committee agreed to extend that for 6 months, so they're going to forward that on to council for Tuesday. And then Panorama. I know that permits have been pulled, so there's fencing all around the construction area now, so we should start seeing things happening there. And then also Story Field, there's definitely equipment hard at work as of this morning when I took a ride over there just to see what was going on. So those are some fun things that are happening.
Yeah, some dirt's being moved, and sounds like a little progress in some areas.
Yes, then, definitely.
And the cobblestone, you said that's going to be kind of tabled now for a little while?
Well, not tabled. Just the contract, the pre-development agreement, I think I had mentioned before that we're in the investor stage. So that investor stage is going to continue out for another 6 months. It's not always, things that we do every day of the week is, having people invest in projects in our community. So it takes a little bit of work.
New businesses, I know I've heard tell of a few that will be opening soon.
Yes. So part of our agenda for tomorrow from our plan commission will be three new conditional use permits. One for LSV vehicles. So it's low speed vehicles. So they appear to look like golf carts, but they're not. Because golf carts are not allowed on city streets. So a new business there. They had a nice grand opening the other day, and a lot of kids and a lot of fun conversations. I don't know if you've seen them from the distance with the construction and everything going on, but they have themed carts as well. There's Mater and there's Batman and so all kinds of fun things happening there. And then two businesses, one on Sexonsville Road, Gary's Mowing, and then another business on the corner of, I'll get the streets wrong, but it's on the corner where Bindles used to be. So that would be Pine River Tire and Auto. So
that's always exciting news.
Yes, we like to have new businesses coming up all the time. The Plan Commission handles some of that through the conditional use permits.
With if we look back a little bit, because we talked about summer events coming up here, but you had a successful May. The Hub City Dirt Drags, they brought a lot of people to town, didn't they?
Oh, they sure did. That was a very successful event. Heard a lot of good things. A lot of people had a great time. So, and I even talked to Chief Jones, and he said it was a good event. So there wasn't too many issues. So we always like that because, then when the event comes back, which would be in the fall, we have some more fun to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be here before we know it. So
right.
Time goes by really fast.
It sure does.
So anything else you wanted to talk about today, Karen?
Just a couple of things. Construction on Highway 14, I'm sure everybody is very aware of. And just a little bit of an update. The road base has been installed. That was over the weekend, 28th and 29th. Concrete patches also being installed between Bowman and Highway 80. And then beginning today, they're doing the mainline paving concrete paving by Friday or Saturday, June 5th or 6th. So they're probably thinking about, doing the major traffic shift probably in July. So we'll switch over from what we're doing now to the other side, which should be nice and smooth. Mm-hmm. So that's something to look forward to. Just want to mention also, kids are out of school. Ready to have fun, but let's just keep another eye out for them in and around town.
Yeah, you talked about smooth. I think we're going to really be pleasantly surprised when they open up at least this one section, so we can drive smoothly down Highway 14.
Exactly. We just want to caution people. I think I've had a couple of conversations with folks thinking that the speed limit should have been lowered. In that stretch where it's 40 miles per hour, and conversation with the directors that are managing the site, they said The DOT said, no, that's not necessary because these folks are used to working in, you know, areas which much higher speeds, 65s and all that. So they said they're fine. Just, you know, pay attention and keep your eyes on the road, not on your phone, and just have some extra patience.
That's not something the mayor can do, though, right?
No, or
the speed.
No. DOT is, state of Wisconsin is in charge of this project. So the city's not in charge, county's not in charge, it's the state. Mm-hmm. So state makes the rules and we just go along.
In a construction zone, though, we should go a little slower, though.
We should. And, you know, once again, take a little extra time. You know, leave a little early. Have a little patience. I mean, I was behind somebody that was doing 25 miles per hour. And, you know, that's what they were comfortable with. So I just, you know, stayed my distance behind and you know, made the way. So, you know, people will drive at a speed that they're comfortable with, and you know, if they've never traveled the area or they're just coming, you know, just coming through town, you know, that can be a little scary. You don't know which way that lane is going, or can you turn right on red, or you know, horns are beeping and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But
it's hard to see sometimes. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to get in the oncoming traffic lane there.
Yes,
in a couple of spots.
It is. It is. And especially when they switched it, you know, that was kind of like, where are we going? You know, what lane? But and so be mindful of that when early July comes, because they'll switch it again. But we're just so thrilled. I think the project's moving along great. The weather has cooperated, so that's another big plus for that project.
But the next time we talk, the new or the revamped Quick Trip will be open as well out here.
Oh,
on 14.
Okay.
I believe it's toward the end of June, I think,
okay.
unless I've heard wrong, but I think that's what the talk
that'll
is.
That'll be wonderful.
Sure.
But they picked a really good time to do their work as well, because that would have been another area that you would have to get in and out of, and that would have added, you know, it's more issues along 14. So they planned that well.
Mm-hmm. Everybody cooperating.
Yes.
You know, we also had news of a grant for the city auditorium as well. So that was big news in the city as well.
Right. Yes. They are doing such good work at the auditorium. I mean, I drive around that corner quite often and can see all the work trucks and all of that out there. So I always want to get in there and get a little sneak peek to see what's new. But yes, they're doing some really great work there.
And a new season coming up shortly. I think they're going to announce
Correct.
That.
Yeah. Yep. Keep your eyes open for some more fun happening in town.
Great. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. Jody,
Thanks, Phil. Did
you get over all of your notes that you made?
Oh, gosh.
There are a lot of notes there.
I don't even know where I ended, so it's okay.
Jody is always well prepared.
Yeah, she is.
That way I don't stutter.
Yeah. No, you did great. So just check. There's a website where people can find out a little bit more of all the programs.
Yep, City of Richland Center website. Go down to the Park and Rec tab, and everything is there.
So I should get my swim trunks ready for...
Get them ready, Phil.
June 6th.
Yep, get them ready.
This Saturday.
We'll get ready for you.
All right. And pickleball and everything. Do you play pickleball, Karen?
No.
No, okay.
I need some lessons.
Okay.
So maybe Jody?
The pickleball group is very, very good at teaching and being patient with learners. Oh. There's Easy Play that plays... Most days you could join that group.
Okay.
Really great groups of people. Very welcoming all the time, honestly. So
awesome.
If you're ever interested, just go down to the courts. Look up at their website, PBFed.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't say that right, but I always get that mixed up. Anyway, check it out. Seriously, it's a lot of fun.
Pickleball Federation. Right?
Yeah, Pickleball Federation. Mm-hmm. We drove by last night coming in from the lake, and there were people it was 9 o'clock that people were playing pickleball with the lights on out there. So
wonderful.
It's really popular. So
it's
as fun as you want to make it to it, or as competitive as you want to make it, really. So.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess I better put that on
better
my list.
Try
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Better try it.
Peer group pressure.
Get on
She's
the group.
Putting the pressure on us.
Yes.
Thanks, ladies, for coming in
Thank
today.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Phil.
Have a good
day. See you next month.
Mayor Karen Tepley joining us, and Joni Meaton representing the Parks and Rec Department here in the City of Richland Center.